Local emergency management officials from southeast to the Aleutian chain spent the morning hours convincing residents to evacuate. In Homer, the Spit and other low-lying areas were evacuated in just over an hour. And city officials say even though there was no wave, it was a good experience for residents and emergency responders. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
Around 12:30 in the morning Tuesday, a 7.9 magnitude earthquake was recorded about 200 miles southeast of Kodiak City. And after a tsunami warning was issued, Homer police began evacuating the Homer Spit.
In some areas, we did go door to door in apartment buildings and multi-unit dwellings.
Homer Police Chief Mark Roble says officers also drove through low-lying neighborhoods with their sirens and lights on to get residents' attention.
And we followed that up with public address system announcements from our vehicles.
Roble estimates it took little over an hour to evacuate people to higher ground. And he says most people self-evacuated. Several residents initially gathered at the South Peninsula Hospital, and the Homer High School was later opened as a designated shelter. Homer Fire Chief Bob Painter says he's also happy people took the threat seriously.
I think it went fairly well. One of our members commented that it was early morning and Pioneer Avenue looked like rush hour on a school day.
City officials coordinated with the Tsunami Warning Center and other agencies to get information out and combat unsubstantiated rumors. Homer Harbor staff inspected the city's ice plant for gas leaks, the Petro Marine fuel plant at the end of the spit, and other harbor infrastructure into the early morning and throughout the day. But no damage has been reported. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.